Welcome back to the Business of Government Hour. I'm Paul Lawrence, and this morning's conversation with Pat Donahoe, Chief Operating Officer of the U.S. Postal Service. And joining us in our conversation is Bill Takis.
Thanks, Paul. You know, throughout this whole discussion, we've talked a lot about the transformation of the Postal Service, looking to the future. What are some of the critical success factors that you see that will measure your overall success in the future?
Well, Bill, probably the most critical success factor that we see, and it's somewhat hard to measure, is the ongoing strength of the Postal Service. We view the Postal Service as a critical part of the entire mailing infrastructure. I think people don't realize how large the actual business is. It's estimated between 850 and $900 billion dollar industry, when that goes from printers and paper companies and companies that ship and companies that produce mail and companies that are in business to receive mail. We are right in the middle of that whole process. Now, our goal with the transformation plan is to be able to continue to keep the Postal Service strong financially, which allows us to do the things that we need to do day in, day out to serve these customers. If we weaken, if we're in a situation where rates have to go up, that creates a very negative flow through the entire industry, because in many of these businesses, postal rates represent 30, 40, 50% of the total cost of the operation of that business. And when you've got fluctuations like a double-digit change in the rates, that can have a negative effect. Our focus through transformation plan is to do a number of things, from service and cost and revenue generation, to keep the Postal Service strong.
So it's not just about the Postal Service, which is obviously very important, but it's also about that industry as a whole.
The entire industry. It's the industry. It's the service to the American public. You know, we feel from a postal management standpoint that it's our responsibility to make sure we do the right things to keep the Postal Service in good stead for the entire industry.
Now, as you look forward into that industry over the next several years, coming decades, really, what do you see the major changes in that industry? Technology, people, processes, what types of changes do you see, and how will the Postal Service fit into those changes?
Well, I think you've seen a big change just in the past few years. Some changes have been tried and have not worked, and some changes have been tried and have worked. From a personal correspondence standpoint, the bill payment, bill presentment, that's an ongoing process that as we mentioned before, as demographics change, that changes, it will continue to increase. There have been some people who have gotten into the internet on some content-based advertisement and periodicals, magazines, that have not been really that successful. I mean, they've found that, it might be very cheap to be able to get out there and hit a person's computer, but many people either don't read the ads or are afraid to open the ads, and customers have come back to the mail. One of the things that's really interesting is some research that's been done around the catalog business, where a few years ago people were thinking, catalogs will be online, but research shows that people really like to sit down and hold that catalog in their hands and make notes and look very carefully, and that, we know that will keep mail, like catalogs and that type of advertising, in hard copy and in the mail.
And that's a very important part of that overall industry.
Absolutely. As I said earlier, you're seeing a shift. This is the first time we've had the crossover where there's going to be more mail delivered and more mail entered at a standard rate, which is the advertising rate, than we've seen in first class. So keeping that viable, keeping value around that class of mail is very important.
Now, we all know the world has just fundamentally changed over the last 3 years since September 11th. How has that affected that overall industry that you just described, and the Postal Service in general? And how does that affect your future plans, the whole security threats?
Well, we've worked very hard internally, and we've probably, as I mentioned earlier, about the technology that we've got for letter reading. We've also worked very hard and with a number of companies here in the U.S. on technology to keep the mail safe for both our employees and the general public. We had the terrorist and anthrax activities a couple years ago. We've learned a lot from that on processing and activities around. But we've also done a tremendous amount of work on the technology side to incorporate technology into our processes to make the mail safe.
In terms of the future, again, what is your vision of the Postal Service 10 years, 20 years down the road? What type of Postal Service will it be then?
Well, it's interesting. I mean, we think about this and internally, and we debate this. Geez, you know, what decisions that you make now, you know, what's that? What effect is that going to have in the future? It's we think it is absolutely critical that we continue to do the right things for our customers now, from a service standpoint, from an access standpoint, from a cost management standpoint, so that going into the future, there's trust that the Postal Service will stay on the right track, be managed well, and stay strong in that industry. You know, if you look out, you think to yourself, well, you know, what happens if first-class mail drops off precipitously? Or what happens if there are some changes in the way that people see advertising, read advertisements? And those things can be out there, and there may be some changes. Our focus has been to try to positively affect those things, keep value in the mail, reach out to customers that aren't in the mail, work to continue to move our revenue base in the right direction while keeping an eye on the bottom line costs, so that people, once they get into the mail, trust that, you know, that investment, that decision they made is a good decision. So we think that there is a lot of value. We think that mail will be very vibrant. And you look out 10, 20 years from now, we see continued growth because, again, the mail is the most direct way to get in front of somebody's eyes. It's more direct than radio, television, newspaper, magazines, internet, anything. The mail is the most direct way. We see value in that, and that's the way we'll continue to head.
And that helps the overall mailing industry, as you talked
Absolutely.
About before, not
Absolutely.
Just the Postal Service. It's wonderful.
Pat, you've had a long and very interesting career, so I'm curious and some reflection here. What advice would you give to a person interested in a career in public service?
My son is in public service. He works for the Department of Defense, just came out of college, and I'm proud of the fact that he took that direction. There is tremendous opportunity in anything that you do in public service, especially with the federal government. I mean, and I tell that to people all the time. If you, in the Postal Service, you can pretty much do anything that you want to do if you set your mind to it. Whether you want to be in an operating environment, we've got large plants and facilities that process mail. If you want to be in marketing, we've got tremendous marketing reach, communications, finance. There are so many different areas that a person would have an opportunity to get into and move up in the Postal Service and in government in general. And I would encourage people to keep that option open and pursue that option.
Well, that'll have to be our last question, Pat. We're out of time. Bill and I want to thank you for squeezing us in your very busy schedule and joining us.
I appreciate it. I appreciate the opportunity to spend some time with you. And one message, I guess, to all of the audience out there, I'd like to leave them with is, you know, in the Postal Service, we're committed to doing a great job. We appreciate the trust that people have in us, and as I said, we want to continue to keep the Postal Service strong for the industry and for the American public. Thanks again.
Thank you. This has been the Business of Government Hour, featuring a conversation with Pat Donahoe, Chief Operating Officer of the U.S. Postal Service. Be sure and visit us on the web at businessofgovernment.org. There you can learn more about our programs and research into new approaches to improving government effectiveness, and you can get a transcript of today's very interesting conversation. Once again, that's businessofgovernment.org. This is Paul Lawrence. Thank you for listening.